Welcome to Nerd Heaven. I'm Adam David Collings, the author of Jewel of the Stars, and I am a nerd. On this podcast, we geek out together over works of science fiction and fantasy. We're currently going through my list of episodes and movies to watch before you see Star Trek Picard. Last time, we talked about Star Trek The Next Generation, Best of Both Worlds. Today, we're talking about the episode that directly followed it, Family. The IMDb description of this episode reads, "After defeating the Borg, the crew of the Enterprise experiences shore leave in various ways. Captain Picard's return to his family's vineyard in France has some extraordinary repercussions." And this episode first aired on the 1st of October, 1990. Let's do it. While Best of Both Worlds was basically a Riker episode, Family is definitely a Picard episode. At least a third of it is, because we actually have three plot arcs woven through the story, all of them heavily character-driven. This episode has no real action, no threat from an alien or anomaly of the week, and it's the first episode of Star Trek ever to not have a single scene set on the bridge. So let's talk about each character arc separately, starting with Picard, because we're looking at these stories in the context of how they might relate to Star Trek Picard. In the writing world, you may come across the term scene-sequel format. A scene, under this definition, starts with a goal, conflict stands in the way of achieving that goal, and then it ends with an outcome, usually a bad outcome. A scene like this will often be followed by a sequel, in which the character reacts to the recent outcome and plans their next move. If Best of Both Worlds is a scene, then Family is its sequel. This is a much-needed character episode to allow Picard time to react, reflect, and come to terms with all he's been through. And he's been through a lot. Picard is heading back to his home village in France to see his family. His Borg implants have been removed and the wounds have healed. He's been having nightmares, but he says they've stopped. But we know they're not gone for good because they'll show up again in First Contact. Picard meets his nephew, René, on the road. I love how René calls Picard his nephew, and then Picard jokingly refers to René as his uncle from then on. Very cute. René remarks that Picard doesn't seem arrogant, and then asks, "What does it mean, arrogant son of a..." before Picard stops him. Isn't it just like a kid to blurt out things like that with no filter? You've got to be careful what you say around them, that's for sure. Picard is not only meeting his nephew for the first time, but his sister-in-law as well. It shows how long he's been in space since he came home. I also like how Picard mentions that his sister-in-law has been sending him letters, and that's really important to him because Picard does value family, even if he doesn't spend much time with them. Robert is a sour old thing, isn't he? This is our first glimpse of the Picard vineyard, which of course we'll be seeing again in Star Trek Picard. I noticed that as the family are toasting, René has a glass of wine. This might seem unusual, even disturbing, but I remember learning at school, in French, that French children will often drink watered-down wine with their parents, graduating to full strength as they get older. So this was a nice little touch of realism. Jean-Luc and Robert seem so different. Is there anything they agree on? They argue about the role of technology in our lives, Synthahol, and René's upbringing. René is very much like his uncle. He dreams of space, while Robert is passionate about living a much more traditional life, like his father before him. Jean-Luc is surprised to find himself tempted to leave Starfleet and join the Atlantis Project. At first, he says it isn't because of his experience with the Borg, and then he hesitates and says, or is it? Honestly, he doesn't know. Robert confronts Jean-Luc in a very Robert way. It comes across as very uncaring, even cruel. But as you watch this scene, you see there's a heck of a lot more going on underneath. Robert and Jean-Luc may not be very affectionate or even friendly with each other, but they are brothers. So they have it out. Over 30 years of baggage comes out. Stuff that had needed to be brought out in the open for a long time. And then they have a fist fight in the mud. Robert pushed Jean-Luc because he knew he needed to be pushed. He had to get the emotion out somehow. It seems rolling around in the mud did the trick. And then Jean-Luc breaks down. And wow, Patrick Stewart's acting is so awesome. Try watching this scene without getting a lump in your throat. I dare you. Robert says, "This is going to be with you a long time, Jean-Luc. A long time." And he's right. You have to learn to live with it. He's almost ready to return to the Enterprise, but not before traipsing mud through the house and getting drunk with Robert. Alright, let's talk about the Worf story. As a Klingon, it is inappropriate for Worf to receive visitors while on duty. His parents do not understand this. There are clear cultural differences between Worf and his parents. Back in Season 3, Worf was wrongfully stripped of his honour as a way to help the Klingon Empire save face and prevent a civil war. Worf has informed his parents of this, but he says that no human can truly understand what this dishonour means to him. And I don't doubt that this is true. Worf's discomfort with his parents seems odd at first. It's not that he doesn't love them, it's just a cultural thing. Worf's dad gives the impression he's just giddy with excitement at seeing the Enterprise, but he actually finds an opportunity to ask Geordi some discreet questions about Worf, because he's concerned about his son. They're clearly agitated about something. No, agitated is the wrong word. They're really upset and very worried about Worf. Luckily for them, they're in 10 forward. And who should be there to give them guidance but Guinan? It's a great conversation. As a parent, this scene really resonates with me. You spend so much time as a parent feeling inadequate, wondering if you could do better. If you have children with special needs, like Worf's parents, all the more. But Guinan reassures them in the way that only she can. Worf and his parents finally open up to each other. He didn't want them to come because of his dishonour. They came because they had to. They read his letter about his discommendation. They didn't fully understand, as Worf predicted, but they didn't have to. As Worf's father says, "We know what kind of man you are." I love that. They remind Worf that he's not alone. His parents are with him. They're proud of him and they love him. This scene always moves me deeply when I watch it. And then we come to the Wesley plot, which is pretty short, really. It's very convenient that Jack Crusher decided to record a message for Wesley before he died. But it seems he'd been planning it to be a regular thing as he grew up. But because of his death, he only recorded this one message. It's cool to get this one glimpse at Jack Crusher. And it's good to see the old Enterprise C era uniform. Basically the TOS movie-era uniform, but without the under bit. It's a nice little moment. It gives Wesley a chance to say goodbye to his dad. So that was Family. I love this episode. It was very rare for Star Trek to do a story like this, and I for one am glad that they did. I'll catch you next time when we continue to count down towards Star Trek Picard. Live long and prosper.